You know you need to go and sit down somewhere. You know that you need to go and sit down somewhere. But for some of us, you know, and sometimes this is myself included, we just don't do it. And I am going to give you today 5 ways that I know for a fact you need, like your spirit is telling you, you need to sit down and be still. These are not going to be the only 5 ways, but these are 5 important ways that I want to share with you today, because I know that at least one of these are going to be on your list. I promise you, at least one of these are going to be on your list, okay? Hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. If this is your first time listening to the show, I'm so glad that you're here. And if you've been here for a minute or a while, welcome back. You know, over the years, this podcast has become an important place for me and other Black women where we can just come here to breathe, to release, to stop carrying stuff that was never ours to carry, to remember that we are human, to honor our humanity, to be a soft space for us. So I'm honestly just very, very glad and honored that you came today to listen to this episode. So let's go on and get to the point of this episode. I want to give you 5 signs that your spirit is telling you to go and sit yourself down somewhere and be still. And this is not, I feel like I always have to say this, but this is not a pointing my finger at you kind of episode. Well, maybe I am a little bit, if pointing a finger means that you'll listen to me. But this is not like a, you know, judgy kind of thing. But honestly, these are things that I have noticed about myself. And I'm like, wait, my spirit is talking to me. My inner woman, my inner intuition, my knowing is talking to me. And I want to make sure that, you know, I share these with you too. Okay, so let's go ahead and get right on into these 5 signs that your spirit wants you to go and sit yourself down somewhere, especially now that we are in almost winter. We're in that fall winter area. And we know that these seasons are for slowing down. They are for more rest. They are for more like security and safety and nesting and stillness and quiet time, right? So that's what I want to make sure that we honor today. So I want us to help get back to ourselves. So let's go ahead and get into it, all right? So these are in no particular order. And again, these are not the only ways, all right? These are not the only ways, but these are 5 ways that I have strongly noticed. And I'm like, ooh, girl. All right. So sign number one of 5 that your spirit is telling you, you need to go and sit down somewhere and be still during this time of rest in fall and winter. You are scattered, not centered. Okay, you are scattered, not centered. Like, girl, clarity, all common sense and clarity has left the building. Okay, so you know that feeling where you want to do everything all at once. Now, we know we cannot do everything all at once. That is something that I feel like these systems have made us feel like this is something that we should be doing. We should be doing all the things, and we should be doing all the things well. We should be doing all the things perfectly. We should be doing all the things tirelessly. You know what I'm saying? And we should be able to multitask and do all the things at once. But I want you to remember that you are a human. You are not a machine. You are not a robot. You are a whole woman, okay? And you were not put here to do all the things all at once, okay? I don't care how good of a multitasker you think you are. Like, and yes, we can compartmentalize some things and do different things at once, but just don't feel like we were designed to do this all the time. It is stressful. It does not feel safe for the body when you are, none of these things feel safe for the body, but I want to make sure I say that, you know, but when you're like scattered and you're not centered, that doesn't register in your body as, oh, wow, I feel safe. I feel good. I feel protected. I feel nourished. For me, at least, it just puts my nervous system into like overdrive. And that's something that I never really I never really like paid attention to that before or noticed that before. But after some years of doing the work and self-care, that was something that I realized. Like, I'm thinking I'm out here being a boss and doing all the things, and I am like all over the place. I'm not centered. Like, and I have literally no clarity. So what might this look like? Okay. When you're trying to do everything at once, this can apply to any of your life situations or circumstances. But it's like, for example, you're going to start the business. You're going to update your resume. You're going to reorganize a house. You're going to declutter the closet. You're going to rebrand your life. You're going to up-level your life. You're trying to bloom. You want to take a class right now. You want to learn something new. You want to read 15 books. You want to call back 75 people that called you over the last 16 years. You want to call your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your uncles, your friends, your besties. You want to work on your boundaries. You want to improve your relationships. You want to do your hair. You want to cut your hair. You want to shave your hair. You want to perm your hair. You want to bleach your hair. You want to buy these new shoes. You want to go buy a car. You want to go car shopping. Like, you want to do, you're trying to do all, put your focus on all these things. You want to put your focus on all these things, and child, half of us be trying to do this. Like, we have all these thoughts and it ain't even noon yet. Like, we haven't even hit the midway point of the day and we're just focused on doing all these things. And again, you're scattered. You're not focused. You're not centered. You have not taken a beat to be still and really gain some clarity over your life. And so at least for me, when I was scattered, and I still am sometimes scattered, but I notice when I'm scattered, it's like I feel like I am accomplishing something. I feel like I am just, at least momentarily, like I'm winning at life, because look at all these things I have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that ultimately, that like that's not clarity. It's not motivating. In fact, for me, if I don't hit all the things on my list and my mind is all over the place, after a while, not only am I overwhelmed, but I'm demotivated. And that's when a lot of times that negative self-talk for me will come in, where I'm like, oh, look at you. You couldn't even do all the things. Look at you. You have all these ideas and you never finish anything. You never start what you finish. You know what I'm saying? Like, just being very critical and harsh with myself, all in the name of, look at how productive I am. Look at how busy I am. Look at how I've got it all together. And I have all these amazing thoughts. Like, that's not really being focused and centered. When you're scattered, which I have been a lot of times, it doesn't feel safe in your body to be scattered. It's overwhelming. You are not necessarily operating from a place of clarity, but more so, a lot of times it could be like you're comparing yourself. Oh, this person's doing this, so I should be doing this too. Or look at how their life is set up, and they have all these systems and routines, and every minute is accounted for, and they have it all together. Like, comparison, as we know, is a thief of joy. But that's like comparison. You might be feeling anxious, overwhelmed. I don't think any of those things, like if you're feeling any of those things, I want you to know that that is not being centered, and that is not being like grounded in what you feel is your purpose. So some signs that you're scattered, at least things for me that you can be like, yes, girl, this was me. Again, starting a million things. Raise your hand if this was you. Starting a million things and you finished none of them. I was good for that. And sometimes I'm still good for that. You keep flip-flopping through tasks. You can't seem to focus on like the things that actually matter. And when I do that, I know that I'm just in a place of overwhelm. I'm in a place of productivity overwhelm. You feel behind on everything. And you just can't allow yourself to be still enough to even figure out, are these the things that I'm even supposed to be doing right now? Are these the things that are even important to me right now? Are these the things that I even want? Not what someone else says I should want or do, but are these the things I even want or are important to me for a reason right now? Okay, so that's like your inner woman or your spirit is like, girl, you can't even hear me to get clarity because your mind is so busy being productive, doing all the things, or you think you're doing all the things. That you're moving so quickly, you're moving so fast from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, that you're not even taking a beat to be still and actually get clarity and insight and on what your next steps or moves should actually be. I can tell you that recently I was in this place and I was feeling so overwhelmed. And I was just like, you know what? I've got to stop. I've got to stop because I'm just feeling very overwhelmed. And so I took a beat and I was still, honestly, I was still. And the message that came up in my spirit was walk, W-A-L-K, walk. And so ever since then, I have been doing my best to get in 8 to 10, 11, 12,000 steps on some days, a lot of days, getting in some steps, walking. When you walk, it is a opportunity for your mind to put that productivity aside. And you can have internal dialogues. You can kind of like wrestle with some things in your mind. And I'm saying that in a good way. A walk is a really good time for clarity, for peace, for stillness within your spirit. You are taking in nature. And we know the closer you are to nature, the closer you are to peace, to God, to calm, to clarity, to abundance, right? To feeling safer in your body. Safety in my body. And safety for Black women is a very big thing for me. So you might hear me saying that quite a bit, but my spirit said to walk. And sometimes when you are still and you're wanting that clarity, you're like, okay, give me all the steps. Okay, spirit. Okay, God, give me all the steps. I want them all. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So I can get this clarity. I need it all and I want it right now. And maybe you'll get it that way. I don't know, but that doesn't work that way for me. It's like, maybe it's based on what you can handle. My spirit said to walk, okay? My spirit said to walk. And so from that day, I was consistently walking. And then as I was walking, not in the same day, okay, but I got another kind of like word or message. And I feel like I'm just getting little bits and pieces here and there, because maybe that's all our nervous systems are designed to handle. Your mileage may vary, obviously, but just one step at a time versus all this quote unquote productivity and overwhelming multitasking that we're trying to do. Okay. But I don't feel like clarity is necessarily always found in doing all the things or doing more. I feel like clarity is in those moments of stillness, in those moments of being, in the pause, in the exhale, in the quiet moments that you create for yourself in your home, in your car, in your walks, at your job, on your lunch breaks, you know, things like that. It's the quiet moments where everything is not shouting at you for your attention. When you turn off the TV, when you stop having all these crazy conversations, when you stop trying to follow everybody on social media and keep up with what they're doing, like just figuring out ways to create stillness in your day-to-day routine versus doing all the things, your spirit is going to thank you for that. So that's sign number one. Sign number two, sign two of five, is that you are drained, girl. You are not nourished. You are drained. Like your nervous system is shouting at you right now. Your nervous system, even if you are ignoring it, your nervous system is like red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert. And again, I want to make sure I'm saying this from a place of love, and I don't want you to think that this is a judging thing, because keep in mind that as we are navigating this thing called life, we're not only navigating our lives, the things that we can control, I guess I'll call it that, we're also navigating these systems that could give two shits about Black women. And it can be, and it is very, very hard. Unless you are coming from a place of privilege, okay, it is very, very hard, all right? But yeah, you know, we are often just overfunctioning in pretty much all areas of our lives, in our relationships, on the job, in the workplace. If you have a business, okay, whether it's new or you've had it for a decade, in our families, in the churches. I know some of you are heavily in the church, and you're the accountant and the bookkeeper, and you bake on Sundays, and you go and visit everybody, Sister Perlene on Wednesdays, like you're doing all the things in the church, right? And in our communities, and just basically everywhere, all right? Because usually the world expects Black women to be like, we're the ones that, you know, we soothe everything over. That's something I used to hate about the movies. Sometimes, especially recent ones, like, or TV shows, it's the Black woman that people come to for that sage advice, or for that really good hug, or to listen to problems and all that jazz. Because obviously we can do that, yes, absolutely. But that's not all that we are here for. And we're definitely not here to, I don't know if placate is the right word, but we're not here to fix all the problems and kiss all the boo-boos of a society and make everything okay. But it feels like that's a task that has been thrust upon us. Like, they want us to be the mama and make that make sense. Like, they want us to be the mama. We're either the mama or the whore. Okay. We're either the mama or the whore. Right? Make that make sense. But either way, you're drained. You're drained. And your nervous system is calling out, or your spirit and your nervous system are calling out for some stillness so you can re-regulate yourself or get regulated. All right. But yeah, if there's a crisis, they want us to fix. They want us to listen. We're the therapist. We're the fixer. We're the cook. We're the chef. We're the babysitter. We're the hugger, the hand holder, the educator. Like, we're expected to be all the things, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Okay. And on top of that, they also, like, the world expects us to also be the strongest person in the room. Always. Black women are always expected to be like the strongest person in the room. All right. And so I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of us, we're just barely getting by. Our spirits are like, please, girl, be still. Please, girl, reserve. Your tank is running low. Please reserve something for us. Please pull back, sis. You do not have to give it all away. That is not your obligation. And I can tell you some of the ways that you are drained, and you may not even really know it. And it's obviously when you're sleepy and things like that, but also when little things irritate your soul, right? When little things irritate your soul, or if, again, feeling overwhelmed, tired, if your body's tense, if you notice that your your shoulders are all, like, your back is always achy, your little aches and pains, or you just feel like everybody got their damn hand out. Everybody got their damn hand out. And they want something from you, right? That's annoying. Especially when you are overwhelmed, that is annoying to feel that way. Also just feeling like you don't matter unless someone needs you for something. And then, oh, magically you exist. Now you are seen. Now they can see you because they need something. So they basically want to use up our essence, and just, that's it. We're just good for that, right? So again, this is like, it's overwhelming and it's exhausting. So I can guarantee you that many of us are operating right now in this season from a place of feeling super, super drained. And it's like your body, your inner woman, your spirit is like, girl, reserve something for me. How are you giving something that you ain't got? Black women are so good for that, because that we are such amazing, generous, loving people. So we're good for that. We're good for giving something, our essence, when, and our time and our peace and our energy, when we don't even really have it settled enough for us so that we can thrive, right? And it's exhausting. You know, I want to remind you that being able to rest is not, even though honestly, rest is seen as, it feels like a luxury, and it shouldn't. It's really not a luxury, but it is right now for many of us. Being able to slow down, being able to sleep longer than 6 hours, you know, being able to decline things and say, I'm not doing that. But it really should not be a luxury. Rest is it's a way for us to restore. It's a way for us to feel settled. It's a way for us to release overwhelm, release fear and anxiety, and to just take back a piece of ourselves, right? And to return ourselves to our power. You can't really operate in your full power when you are completely overwhelmed and drained. You just can't. And life is going to feel super hard if every single day you are operating from a place of exhaustion, whether it's spiritual, physical, emotional. It's really, really hard. So taking a slice of time for yourself, I don't even say anymore that we should make time. The world's not going to give us time to make. These obligations are not going to give us time to make. There is no longer making time. We have to take time every single day to tend to ourselves. And stillness is included in that, even if nothing more than, 10, 20 minutes. It still matters and it's still important. All right. So sign number three that you need to go and sit down somewhere, right? I'm literally raising my hand to all of these. And this one's funny because, child, okay. Sign number three, girl, you are reactive and you are not at peace. Okay. Like I said before, like everybody and everything is getting on your damn nerves. Everything is getting on your damn nerves. All right. Girl, listen, I'm laughing because I know this struggle. I know all these struggles, 1 through 5, but this one is really like, girl, yes, reactive, like everything get on your damn nerves. And or you go online and you arguing with people online that you don't even know. Somebody make a comment on social media, you just pop, like I've done it to you, like you pop off, like you're just very reactive, like you're not at peace. You're not at peace. So when you're peace, like when you have not taken time for stillness, taken time to tend to yourself, there is no way to really truly be fully at peace. There's just not. And so it's like you have this really short little fuse and you're just one thing away from just really getting just like crazy with it. You know, people that you normally can just be like, okay, girl, and just kind of like brush them off. They do one little thing and you are just like, this is the last damn straw. And you just cuss them out. You cuss them out, whatever. You're yelling, you're arguing with people. You're going back and forth with people that really, rent is my largest monthly expense and it likely is yours too. So why shouldn't it feel more rewarding to pay it while also being an opportunity for us to earn something back? Now it can be. Introducing Built, the rewards program designed for renters who want to earn something for their largest monthly expense. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more. But it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood wherever you call home by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbuilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know that I sent you. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Under normal circumstances, you would just be like, whatever, girl, right? Because you already, you know that it's not even important. You know that it, this like the conversation's beneath you, you are above it, or the circumstance, or whatever the case may be. But when your fuse is short, like when you are spiritually exhausted, or you need to go sit down somewhere and take some time for yourself, and you're not at peace, you don't have the capacity to not really be in that place. It's hard. So instead of, you know, just keeping your peace the priority, you end up matching energy with someone, again, who's not even on your level for one reason or another, or you feel like you have to back yourself up and show receipts and get people to co-sign and with what you're saying so that you can prove that, you know, this person is stupid or they're wrong about you. Like, you feel like you have to be very defensive. Being defensive all the time, you know what I'm about to say, right? Go ahead and finish the sentence. Being defensive all the time is what? It's one word. It starts with an E. Yes, girl, it's exhausting. Being defensive all the time is exhausting. You are literally telling, maybe not in these words, but you're telling your nervous system that it's time to strap up, girls. It's time to strap up. We about to go to war, okay? When you are in that state, your everything about you is different. Your body is tenser. You're like, everything is just different. Everything is just different. You're probably breathing faster. Like, your body is no longer in a state of calm. Your body is no longer in a state of rest. And being defensive, like, especially like if you were a child, and I'm speaking from experience, if you were a child and you were always critiqued or you always had to justify or defend yourself for whatever reason, just imagine not releasing that for years and decades. And now you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, and your body is always in like survival mode or fight mode or flight mode or whatever the case may be. And it's exhausting. And it takes a great toll on your body. Now, I'm not saying you have to walk around every day like you're like, what's it when they say, what's that word called? Not chiming. I forget the word. I'm not saying you have to walk around all day doing that, you know, like manufacturing this version of peace. It's not that at all. It's really not, because there's a time in place for everything. But if more often than not, you are just like ready to fight, you ready to cuss somebody out, you ready to go into your boss's office and kick their ass, like, that needs to be looked at. That needs to be looked at, because a body is not meant to be in that state all the time. Your body is not meant to be in a defensive space all the time. All right. So if you're clapping back and you're defensive and you're arguing and you're going back and forth, sis, you're not at peace. Okay. And your spirit is definitely saying it's time to pull back. You have not had enough stillness in your life. You have not had enough solitude in your life. You had not had enough just calm and silence and time to tend to you in your life. And, you know, keep in mind that Black women, we often, not only are we dealing, again, with the stuff from today and all the things that are going on around us, but this goes back for generations and it just keeps moving forward. It just keeps moving forward, right? So when we don't make time for stillness, what's bubbling up, it's just going to get bigger. It's not going to go away. If it's not addressed, it's not going to go away, right? And I know that life be life in, and we have to keep moving forward, obviously. But again, this, it's not about making time. We got to take time, okay? Because your peace, your calm, it's necessary. It's important, right? So that's number three. You got to make some time for stillness if your peace does not feel intact. Fourth sign I'm going to say is that, girl, you are doubting. You're doubting yourself. You're doubting everything, and you're not grounded in who you are. And again, I'm raising my hand. I'm raising my hand for everything. All right. But when you're not grounded, girl, like, everything about your existence it feels shaky. It doesn't feel like it's on solid ground. Like, I know for me, I was questioning everything. I was questioning why I was here. Do I deserve to be here? What is my worth? Am I worthy? You know, am I really worthy? Do I really have any type of abilities? Do I really have a purpose for being here? Can I really move forward in my life? Why am I feeling so disconnected? Why am I feeling not myself? Why am I so tired? Like, who am I supposed to be? I don't know. Like, I would like everything. And hear me when I say, being able to question is a beautiful thing. There's a difference between questioning so that you can get clarity, because we all deserve that. We just talked about that, I think, in number one and number two. But there's a difference between questioning for clarity and understanding versus like doubting. Like, you doubt every single thing about you, and it's hard for you to find something that is good in your life or good about yourself, right? And so you wonder why you feel stuck. You wonder why you feel detached. You wonder why you don't feel worthy or why you don't feel good enough. And it's because, girl, your spirit is tired. Your confidence is shaky because your spirit is tired. How can you be confident? How can you love yourself, not doubt yourself, and be sure of who you are, what you stand for, what you want in life, etc., when you are not still and when you are exhausted, right? It's damn near impossible to feel, you know, to fully own who you are. When I said that, I literally sat up straighter and dropped my shoulders and took a breath because I'm feeling very confident right now. But it's hard to feel confident in who you are and to love yourself and to be firm in who you're becoming when you're not grounded. When your spirit is tired, when you are in need of stillness and to go sit yourself down somewhere and collect yourself and restore yourself, your visions for your life are not as big because you're doubting. I can't do that. I can't have that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants me to do this. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'll never have this. I'll never have that. You know, so your vision for you, for your life, for yourself, it's small because you're feeling like, you know, I can't do it. This is not for me. You know what I'm saying? You self-sabotage, you self-abandon, you don't trust yourself. How can you trust yourself when you are not coming from a place of confidence? One part of confidence is being able to trust yourself. Like, no matter if I win, lose, whatever, I am confident enough to go out there and do XYZ or to say XYZ or to be XYZ, right? Because the confidence isn't necessarily in the win. We're not going to win everything. We're not going to always win at everything that we try or get every single thing, at least at first, that we want to get or whatever the case may be. I feel like the confidence is more so that, like, that inner stillness, that inner knowing, that inner calm that says, yeah, I'm going to try this and I'm going to be okay no matter the circumstances. That's the vibe I'm talking about, right? But yeah, when you're not grounded, you shrink, you people please, you hide yourself, you're invisible, you don't know what you want to do with yourself. You're just out there floating about in, you know, whatever direction the wind blows. You're like, okay, I guess I'll do that, right? And again, it's not because you don't, oh, I don't even know if I said this, because you have the goods. Okay. So it's not like you don't have the goods. You're just tired. Your spirit is like, girl, something's got to give here. Something's got to change, right? So you need to get to a place you're allowing that stillness to nourish you, to ground you, to root you in who you are. Okay. So that you can refill your cup. And once your cup is refilled, you can see things for really what they are. Because how many times have you been so shaky in who you are that you question things, or you think, you know, I can't do this, or I'm not good enough. But your approach is completely different once you've had a good night's rest. You know what I'm saying? I've done that before. Like, the day before, I'm just like, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to leave this here. I'm just going to leave this here because there's nothing I can do about it right now. And I'm going to just go ahead and shut it down. and I'm going to give myself some rest. And then a lot of times when I do that and I go back the next day or a few days later, my how I feel about things is just different because I've allowed my body and my spirit that stillness and time for rest, right? So that's the fourth thing that I would say. If you are hesitating, if you are shrinking yourself, self-sabotaging, don't feel confident, that one's for you. And then the last thing that I would say, this is sign number five, is that your spiritual ears, your intuition, like it just feels off, or your spiritual ears, they're like blocked, they're stuffed. It's like you're not listening. You're not in a place where you're able to listen, and like your intuition just feels very far away or super shut down or blocked or just not present at all whatsoever. And this is a big one. That's a big, big sign. You know what it's like. I know a lot of times, like before I got that message to walk, I was feeling overwhelmed. And I was trying to do all the things. I had like changed up some things in my routine. I was getting busier, blah, blah, blah. And I took that time and got still. Because I was like, I know that my spirit is trying to tell me something. Why can't I hear? Or sometimes I'm like that to God. Like, God, why can't I hear you, God? why are you not talking, God? Why I can't hear you? You know you said that to God before. I don't know. I know I have many, 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 many times. But it's like, are you taking the space that you need to be still so that you can hear? When you are multitasking, when you arguing with people online, going back and forth, when you are people pleasing, when you are running around doing 50-11 things, there's no way that you can really, like your spiritual ears are open so that you can receive and listen. It's damn near impossible to hear your intuition, to know what your spirit is saying, to know what God is saying, to be in a place where you can create, to be in a place where you feel calm, to be in a place where you're getting messages and direction and guidance and things like that. It just, to be in a place where things don't feel so off. You're just disconnected. Your spiritual ears are not open. Okay. And I can tell you that this is one of the ways that we really vary from our ancestors, because they still had things going on, obviously, but they didn't have like all these man-made distractions that we have, right? So if you're on social media all the time, if you're multitasking 50-11 things, if you're watching TV 20 hours a day, if you're, you know, not making time for stillness, not making time to get out in nature, it's going to be tough, because our people, they relied heavily on that inner guidance. That was a part of survival. Stillness was survival. Being able to get those inner messages, that was survival, right? And our ancestors were just very connected. They were connected to nature, connected to each other, community, connected to themselves. And we, I feel, have lost a lot of that. We've lost a lot of that, right? But your spirit, I promise you, is, especially if you've been disconnected for a while, your spirit is saying, girl, please slow down. Please be still so that I can reconnect with you, so that I can talk to you, so I can, you know, send you some downloads, so I can give you that one next step. And don't be greedy, girl. Don't be like, okay, give me all the steps. Give me all the steps, 1 through 75. Okay. Maybe God speaks that way for some of us, and you just have a nice dream and you wake up and you've got this full blueprint in your spirit, and you go rush to your app and you, so you can type all the notes in. That I'm sure happens for some people. You just have that spark of brilliance. You wake up and you've got all the answers right there. Okay. But for a lot of us, that ain't how I work. Okay. So just get that next step and don't push for things. Let things, when you make time for stillness, you're surrendering. You're not saying, hey, this has to happen or else. You know what I'm saying? Stillness is not about pushing. Stillness is not about forcing. Stillness is not about rushing. Stillness is not about making demands. It's just not. It's not about making demands, okay? But stillness is how you just, how you reconnect. We reconnect to our ancestors when we're still. We reconnect to God when we're still. We reconnect to ourselves when we're still. We reconnect to our sense of fulfillment and purpose and love when we are still, okay? So none of these are optional, by the way. I'm not sure if I said these to you as far as like the stillness, regardless of which one you are feeling right now, you are, I guess, lacking. And I'm going to take a second to give you a minute to think through these. I'm going to repeat them again. And I want you to be honest, which one right now, like where are you right now? Okay, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, rate each one. And then whichever one has the highest, maybe that is where you really just kind of like do some reflection on that situation and take some time for stillness and address those things, right? So the first one again was number one. Again, if you rate these on a scale of 1 to 10, you're scattered. You're not centered. Number two, you're drained. Number three, you are reactive and arguing with everybody and being very defensive. Number four, you are in a place of constant doubt and no confidence. And number five, you're like disconnected from yourself. Your spiritual ears they're closed. Your spiritual ears are closed. So on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, which one ranked the highest for you? Regardless of which one it is, you know, taking time for stillness to address that, it's going to be a tremendous thing for you. And now is the perfect season to do that, because again, we're in the fall/winter part of life, and we know that this is the time where nature, most of nature, not all nature, but a lot of nature takes time to slow down, right? So this is the perfect time to honor that as we connect with ourselves and also live lives closer to how our ancestors lived, all right? But your spirit is begging you for stillness, girl. Your life is begging you for stillness. Your nervous system is begging you for stillness. So it really is up to you and how you want to approach it, right? So here is what we learned today. I'm laughing because this is funny. Child, if you're scattered, sit your ass down. If you are drained, sit your ass down. If you're going back and forth with people and you're arguing with everybody, sit your ass down. If you are doubting yourself, you're feeling low in your confidence, you feel shaky, not grounded, sit down. And if you are feeling disconnected, your spiritual ears are closed, you are not receiving downloads, you don't feel like you're connected to yourself, to God, to your spirit, to your ancestors. What am I going to say? Say it louder for the people in the back. Sit your ass down. Okay, and I'm saying this because it sounds funny, but I'm so serial right now. Like, sit down. Take some time for stillness. You cannot, I know we had that episode where we talked about life will not start life until you do, but this is a part of how you life. You cannot separate the two. You cannot go out there and live your quote-unquote best life if you do not have a rich spiritual life. And to have a rich spiritual life, a part of that is making/taking time for stillness. Stillness is a way to heal. Stillness is a way to receive. Stillness is a way to get clear. Stillness is a way to rest. Stillness is a way to reclaim your power. Stillness is a way to restore. Stillness is a way to shore up your foundations. Stillness is a way to know who the hell you are. Okay? Stillness is how you remember who the hell you are. You really cannot do much without making and taking time for stillness. So I hope I have been very, very clear on that. Go and sit down. And yeah, you may feel a little guilty, but that's okay because you deserve stillness. You deserve rest. You deserve clarity. You deserve to reconnect with your spirit and your inner knowing. You deserve all these things, and you don't need to apologize for it. You do not need to apologize for being human. You do not need to apologize for honoring your humanity. These things are yours. These things are yours. These things are yours. You don't have to explain. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to, get somebody to co-sign. You don't have to do any of this. You deserve to be abundant, rooted, grounded, you know, secure, confident, love yourself, centered, clear. Like, you deserve all those things, Black woman. All right. You deserve these things. You just have to choose. And I'm not saying it's always an easy choice, because there's always something to do, or there's always going to be a situation. There's always going to be someone that's demanding more and more and more. You only have so much time in a day. We have to dedicate some of that time for ourselves one way or another. We have to. All right. So go sit down somewhere and do it. I know this is a serious episode, even though I was being silly in some parts, but you know, you can sit in joy. You can sit in quiet. You can sit in not being sorry. You can sit in truth. You can sit in quiet. Like, there's different ways to sit in stillness, you know, and you're worthy of all of them. You're worthy of all of them, and you don't have to make any apologies for it. So that is all that I wanted to say for this episode, all right? I did want to let you know that for my bonus listeners, I'm going to do a bonus episode that you can find. It'll be a short one, and we'll just kind of like carry this episode forward. I believe I have some journal prompts for you as well. So I'll see you on that bonus episode right after this one, all right? And if not, or either way, thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful week. And I cannot wait to talk to you next week for another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.